You're listening to the Inbound Logistics Podcast with today's guest, Dr. Haitao Li, University of Missouri, St. Louis. As business operations have become more and more connected, consumer expectations have evolved, which in turn has altered the supply chain transportation landscape. Today's modern transportation system incorporates new technology, automation, and data-driven logistics, which impacts everything from efficiency to the economy. Dr. Haitao Li of the University of Missouri, St. Louis, joins us to give us a ride through this modern transportation system. Joining us today on the Inbound Logistics Podcast, our return guest, Dr. Haitao Li, Professor and Chair of Supply Chain and Analytics Department and the Founding Director of the Laboratory of Advanced Supply Chain Analytics, the College of Business Administration for the University of Missouri, St. Louis. Dr. Li, thank you so much for joining the Inbound Logistics Podcast again.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
It's great to have you back. Dr. Li, if you could reintroduce yourself to our audience, tell us a little bit about yourself and what you're doing over there at the University of Missouri.
Sure. Yeah, I got my PhD in production and operations management and with a Master of Science in economics. I started my role of department chair of supply chain and analytics department starting in the fall of 2019. I also recently founded my lab of advanced supply chain analytics. My main role is, of course, oversee the academic degree programs here, ranging from undergraduate through MBA, Master of Science, and PhD programs in supply chain management in the College of Business at UMSL. And also another major efforts of mine is to lead the department faculty to pursue external funded research projects. That funding piece has been very, very crucial for our research and teaching activities here. My research interests focus on optimization modeling to address a variety of decision needs under the broad umbrella of supply chain, ranging from supply chain network design at the strategic level, the so-called supply chain configuration at the tactical level, and certainly down to operational level routing and scheduling applications. From a methodological perspective, my research expertise utilize a lot of mathematical programming-based optimization modeling, optimization algorithm design and implementation, and certainly optimization under uncertainty.
Let me ask you about something that you got going on over there, the University Transportation Center. Can you talk to us a little bit about what your research focus is there and how some of those ideas that you're exploring really translate into practical, actionable information for businesses?
Absolutely. This is a very exciting program we were able to secure last fall, fall of 2023. UMSL Supply Chain and Analytics Department is now part of the Region 7 UTC, University Transportation Center Consortium, led by University of Nebraska-Lincoln. We're very proud of being a part of the consortium. So UMSL researchers will be pursuing research efforts to address four broad research themes. These themes are, number one, the intermodal transportation, especially the utilization of waterway systems, considering the, you know, the unique geographic location here we are in St. Louis of these excellent intermodal transportation infrastructure, including the Mississippi River. The second theme address what lessons and, you know, better practice we can do under the COVID-19 pandemic or some potential pandemic disruption in the future. The third one project, we focus on addressing how to improve the rural healthcare currently in the state of Missouri. The last but not the least, we want to address the broad topic of modern transportation and supply chain systems with all these advanced new technology in a connected economy. So this funding and these research themes certainly going to provide opportunity to elevate the research profile and impact here at AMSO Supply Chain Analytics Department to the next level. The funding are being used to support faculty summer research, as well as student providing student supports for our PhD program, as well as a number of students in our recently launched Master of Science in Supply Chain Analytics program. So I do want to emphasize, many of our faculty share the common vision and passion, to conduct research not just for publication. Okay, although, publication is certainly important for us, but we set up a higher bar, right, for our research efforts. We'd like to see our research creating such a social impact in the region and beyond. So that's why I'm so excited about this ongoing efforts.
Great. Now, you mentioned the modern transportation and supply chain system. Can you give me a little bit more on what that means and what it looks like today, specifically with regards to commercial transportation?
Absolutely. In my view, the modern transportation system features the use of a variety of new technologies, such as the use of sensors for temperature, humidity monitoring, and sometimes for some sort of pathogen testing, in the food and ag sector and healthcare. And in the broader way, the use of the concept of Internet of Things, or the so-called IoT, certainly electric vehicles, drones, you name it. So these new technologies in general make tons of data available nowadays with better quality and at higher frequency, which provides the foundation, really paves the way for the applications of various analytical techniques, certainly, including descriptive analytics for advanced data visualization, predictive analytics, right? For example, the use of machine learning and state-of-the-art AI technology to better predict the data that's of interest. And certainly the third piece is the prescriptive analytics or optimization using mathematical programming, and sometimes a combination, integration of these techniques for better planning of the transportation system in both proactive and reactive way. In terms of the commercial transportation sector, I would say we are now really opening the door for new business paradigm at one hand, and new paradigm of decision support, right, to achieve multiple performance metrics. Okay, yes. So I want to highlight, first of all, efficiency going to continue to be important. For example, with the use of sensors and IoT technology, the data will become seamlessly available, which significantly further enhance the visibility of transportation system and process, which create opportunity to further improve the efficiency at the tactical and operational level. Then I would like to mention safety and security, right? With technology such as blockchain, we're able to trace the source of, different parts, ingredients, raw materials better, which provides better sense of, confidence, trust, and safety for our end consumers. Sustainability, right? Yeah, some of these new technologies will have potential significantly cutting down the carbon emission. For example, the EVs, the use of growing use of drones in last mile delivery has this significant potential. Last but not least, I want to emphasize resilience, right? Yeah, under all kinds of uncertainty and potential supply and transportation disruption, how can we use the data and use state-of-the-art optimization techniques for both proactive and reactive planning? So lastly, I do want to emphasize, as we can see, these metrics often can be conflicting with each other, right? So in order to achieve safety, some additional measures, testing, or monitoring needs to be performed, which potentially will increase the operating costs. In order to address the potential risk of disruption and achieve the so-called resilience, it is often not free, right? Yeah, but I think a grand challenge and opportunity for all of us is to think about how can we design and plan transportation supply chain system to simultaneously address and achieve these multiple performance metrics. I think that that ought to be the future of the transportation industry.
You brought up a lot of information there that definitely resonates with our audience. Let me touch on the AI and the technology portion for a little bit there, because our audience inevitably brings up the good points and the bad points about those things. So I'm going to pose that question to you. How will things like connected autonomous vehicles and drones transform short haul and urban freight delivery, and with regards to impacting things like efficiency and accessibility, like you were mentioning?
Absolutely. So these technologies provide significant potential to improve the efficiency of short haul and urban delivery. For example, the use of drones, right, and EVs really added alternative transportation modes to our existing transportation infrastructure. So I usually don't believe these are replacing, right, the existing transportation infrastructure by no means, but what they do is really they provide alternatives, and sometimes we can really exploit further the benefit of designing and implementing the so-called intermodal, right? The intermodal transportation at a very high level means interconnection of a variety of transportation modes, and that really opened the door. So when you think about urban transportation, there are some situations where the traditional transportation modes may not work very well, right? For example, some areas in the urban setting with heavy traffic, right? Yeah, but on the other hand, these are usually a good use cases for drones, which has this efficiency, low environmental impact and high speed. And of course, there is trade-off because drones currently still have limited capacity. So this is exactly why we need advanced analytics, right, to achieve better performance, but while exploiting the trade-off of some of these technology. So talking about drones, I want to highlight a couple of ongoing research projects we are doing here at Supply Chain Analytics Department at AMSO. One project we recently wrapped up, which was founded by the ASCM, was to address the use of drones for vaccine delivery in the less developed country. We conducted a use case in Vanuatu, the small island country in South Pacific area. And we used real-world data. We developed advanced optimization models to address two level of delivery needs. One is at the more strategic level to address where and how to deploy those drones, right? Infrastructure, the posts, and so forth. The other one is at the operational level of how to schedule, right? The routing and scheduling of healthcare workers in conjunction with the use of drones. So our study does indicate significant benefit of using drones in these special regions. In this case, we're talking about these regions often have few or poor transportation infrastructure. Yeah, So these new technology really open the door, tons of opportunity to improve multiple performance metrics in short haul and urban freight delivery.
All right. Now, on the other side of that, you mentioned the workers. What impact then will automation and data-driven logistics have on the workforce in the industry? And how can workers maybe be brought up to speed on the new roles that they'll have to face with all of this emerging technology?
That's an excellent question. Let me start with a phenomenon we're seeing every day now, right? You know, the fast growth of generative AI and, you know, all kinds of capabilities that machine learning and AI can do for people. So there is quite a lot of discussion about the potential risk, right? You know, if our job can be replaced by these AI, these robotics, but what happens to people, right? So the transportation industry is very relevant because we have seen in the past years, you know, some significant issues on the workforce side. For example, the shortage of drivers that has been there for quite a while, even before the pandemic. So thanks for the question. So my personal view on this is these growing use of technology and growing use of data-driven decision support really create a trend, right, on the positive side for the transportation industry to shift, hopefully, from labor-intensive to the so-called capital-intensive, right? Nowadays, you know, especially as we talked about earlier, you know, with these new technology hardware, right? Sensors, IoT, these EVs, autonomous trucks, drones. So hopefully we will gradually see a trend there. Okay. So again, the positive side of all these is we have the opportunity to achieve efficiency, safety, security, resilience, and sustainability, you know, simultaneously. Yeah, that's really on the positive side. Now, from the workforce side, that implies we might see some shift of skill sets, right? Skills, training, in terms of training, and even higher education, you know, for the transportation industry. I want to highlight the concept, an idea. I don't know how many of you are familiar with this. This is a term created by Gartner Research. They coined the term citizen data scientist, right? For the supply chain academics to indicate the type of graduates, right? We are able to train who can bridge the gap between data science and the domain of transportation and supply chain. Yeah. Because if we're just talking about data scientists, right? It can certainly be elsewhere, right? It can be computer science. It can be pure math, you know, sometimes engineering, but I think this concept and idea of citizen data scientists really resonate the need for the type of professionals who has the domain knowledge about transportation and supply chain on one hand, and on the other hand, the fundamental skills, knowledge about data and skills of using a variety of analytics. As I mentioned earlier, descriptive, predictive, and prescriptive. So here I do want to share with everybody one example here at OMSO. I really want to highlight our one-of-a-kind massive science in supply chain analytics program we launched in spring 2021. So that just reflects that philosophy and that industry needs.
Definitely sounds like there's opportunity there for everybody, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. And you can also think of potentially some new roles, right, in the industry. You know, we might be seeing growing needs for transportation logistic analyst, planner, and scheduler, right? Yeah, for all kinds of decisions, you know, that we can make at the strategic, tactical, or operational levels. And best of all, right, to me, to our academics in supply chain transportation, is that these apply in various industries. They are not bounded to any specific industry, right? Thinking about, you know, manufacturing, food and agriculture, healthcare, construction alone, and of course, logistics and transportation industry by itself. Yeah.
Yeah, that's good to hear. All right, let's go back to the sustainability issue, something that's always top of mind for our audience as well. What are some of the potential environmental benefits of optimization for like routes and fuel usage through the interconnected transportation management systems?
That's a great question. This is indeed a significant benefit of these new technologies and the new interconnected transportation paradigm can bring. So First, let me elaborate a little bit more, just to keep everybody on the same page. When we talk about interconnected transportation management system, we're really talking about a system that enables the sharing of all kinds of information and data, right, about the assets, the vehicles, drivers in the transportation system, in a timely and reliable way, right? This information may include their location, right, the condition of merchandise, right, for example, the temperature, you know, humidity, the quality. Sometimes when you think about ag and healthcare products, for example, so these information, along with other information, right, on the market and customer side, for example, the delivery location of customers, right, quantity to be delivered, and time window those deliveries should be made, can all be used as inputs, right, in the centralized cloud-based system to enable this better optimization-based planning and decision support in terms of routing and scheduling, like you mentioned, you know. So these at very high level are able to reduce the travel instance, the travel time, which immediately translate into reduced carbon footprint. So these opportunities are very, very abundant. I think this is because, first of all, again, these new technology create potential for new business paradigm, right? So company may do business in a different way in the connected economy. And secondly, again, it's the power and potential of using data and advanced analytics.
Yeah. All right. And then, of course, the bottom line for all of this economics, what are the potential economic implications of being this fully connected? And how does that impact global trade, regional trade, and local economies?
Wow, that's such a broad and great question. Yeah. So a fully connected cargo transportation system really makes it possible to achieve two things in my view. Number one, they can allow companies, organizations to do better centralized planning, while at the same time still allowing the so-called autonomous decision making by individual players, right, in the transportation supply chain system. Those may include production facilities, for example, warehouses, transportation carriers, right? This to me is really a new decision paradigm, because in the past, traditionally, people and companies are used to centralized decision making. That's actually the essence of supply chain, right? Yeah. So we're now able to do better to, you know, plan supply chain in a holistic way, holistic approach. But think about, you know, with the connected economy, right, and these new technologies that becomes available, our production, okay, and corresponding transportation logistic needs can be actually be more flexible, right? It can be more dynamic, right, and adaptive and flexible than before. So one opportunity and trend I believe moving forward is this trend of more flexible manufacturing, okay, the so-called advanced manufacturing or distributed manufacturing through new technologies such as 3D printing, right? It's just one example, you know, that has been used in manufacturing, healthcare, as well in food processing, which can actually make it the so-called mass customization more achievable. Okay, mass customization means, you know, we want to be flexible, right? Be customized to customer demand, at the same time, you know, also be efficient. So in all, I see opportunity for the industry and companies to be more flexible, dynamic, and for us, right, the opportunity to develop such decision support tools, right, to support such dynamic and adaptive decisions for again, decision at different levels. It could be strategic network design. It could be sourcing, supplying, supplier selection decisions at the tactical level. It could be very operational level, routing and scheduling decision. To address last part of your question on the economic impact, I think the potential impact gonna be huge. Let me just use one example, okay, to address that point. I'm thinking about one story we all know, right? The congestion issues at Long Beach Port in California during COVID, which really creates delays and disruptions for some industries, some companies, you know, for quite a long time. Now, as I think about this challenge, I'm thinking about a modern transportation system, right? Where, you know, the congestion information and, you know, the shippers and customers delivery information can all be made available, right? In some way, in a centralized way, where we can better plan for such a global, logistics. For example, one opportunity is to think about alternative route, right? Let's say from East Asia to go through the New Orleans ports, right? Through Mississippi River, you know, for transportation delivery to the Midwest region. So of course that route gonna take longer time, longer lead time. But you know what? If we can, if for the right type of merchandise, right? Yeah, usually the bulk, the so-called bulk goods, okay, bulk size goods and commodities, where we can plan their logistics and procurement ahead of time, it's certainly possible. And this is where you can see again the potential use of combination of different transportation modes, right? We're talking about ocean container on barge, right? That's a new technology in barge river transportation, rail and truck. So this is an example I see we can see its impact on the global scale, right? Yeah, because it involves international trade, potentially. It certainly has impact at the regional and local level, because it does involve quite a lot coordination and planning between different carriers and the use of multiple transportation modes.
All right. A lot of great information there. And as you stressed, a lot of great opportunity for everyone potentially. So if our audience wants to get more information from you and the University of Missouri, St. Louis, where can I send them?
Yeah, you can feel free to send the email direct to me, and also our website. So Supply Chain and Analytics Department.
Dr. Lee, thank you again for taking some time out to talk with the Inbound Logistics Podcast. Again, a lot of great information, a lot of great opportunity there for anyone who wants to take advantage of it. Best of luck to UMSL and to you. And again, thank you for your time.
Thank you so much, Jeff. It's my honor and pleasure talking to the audience of Inbound Logistics.
Inbound Logistics Magazine is the information leader in supply chain and logistics management. Start your free print and digital subscription today by visiting bit.ly/getil. That's bit.ly/get_il and stay ahead of the 3PL game.
The Inbound Logistics Podcast is a production of Inbound Logistics Magazine. For the most in-depth information around logistics, transportation, and supply chain practices, get your free print and digital subscription at inboundlogistics.com/subscribe. Connect with us via LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube for the most current developments in the industry. If you'd like to leave us some feedback or have a topic you'd like to see covered in a future episode, call our dialogue line at 888-878-3247. Or leave us an email at podcast@inboundlogistics.com. I'm your host, Jeff Vita. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next time here on the Inbound Logistics Podcast.